Local professionals and students are working to help preserve Ukrainian culture as Russia tries to overrun Ukraine. It's just one link in a network of preservation efforts that sprang up in response to the war. Sarah Vaughn has the story.
Traditional Ukrainian folk garments are often brightly colored and embellished with intricate embroidery. Ukrainian folklorist Irina Voloshina says the colors and designs signal which region of Ukraine the person wearing the garment is from.
This one with red, only red color, is from Polesia region, Ternopil region. Like, they use a lot of dark and like juicy colors.
Some traditional designs even carry symbolic meanings.
So if a woman was embroidering a shirt for her, I don't know, brother or son or husband who was going to a war, then she would choose the ornaments that would have like protecting features.
Voloshina is a PhD candidate in Indiana University's Department of Folklore and Ethnomusicology. The garments she's discussing are documented online at Ukraine's Ivan Honchar Museum, one cultural institution whose website is still functional despite a raging war. But many Ukrainian cultural institutions, artifacts, and data are now in peril. From the first day of the Russian invasion, researchers contacted Voloshina to ask for help in finding a safe place for their collections. Voloshina, in turn, reached out to Jessica Turner of the American Folklore Society, housed at Indiana University. Together, they networked with national and international organizations and colleagues to create and maintain a cloud storage environment to preserve large amounts of heritage research data.
The kind of work that ethnographers do, ethnomusicologists, folklorists are working on, collecting interviews, recordings of songs, and photographs of traditional, you know, cultural expression and heritage arts.
In the face of Russian claims on Ukrainian culture, Turner says maintaining a claim on this heritage is crucial to individuals for whom it's their life's work or family's artistic practice. The archive is maintained and closely guarded by a small group of volunteers. Professionals from one of the major space centers in the U.S. reached out to offer their support, and together with IUIT professionals, they address the threat of Russian malware.
A researcher would be able to have their data in a drive that then is offloaded, scanned, cleaned from all malware and put back in the drive.
Turner declines to name specific organizations, departments, or people, citing safety concerns. Voloshina says so far the archive has 60 folders and is growing.
So like a folder doesn't mean one person. It can be a group of people. It can be a whole department at the university. It can be a whole museum with folders by regions or by people who collected that materials.
One example is the folk song collection of Ukrainian ethnomusicologist Marishka Marchik. Though Marchik now lives in Canada, her website containing more than 400 folk songs was targeted and the songs removed. Marchik has since restored the folk songs to her website, but she's now backing up her collection in the cloud archive created by the American Folklore Society. According to Voloshina, since Ukraine's independence from the Soviet Union in 1991, Ukrainians have worked to revive their cultural roots. With the current Russian invasion, she finds her work has become more deeply personal.
I've always liked what I'm doing, but now it's not about what I like or don't like, it's what I have to do now. And this is also my, you know, my front line, my own front line to educate people, to do research in the area of folklore and ethnomusicology, and, you know, to claim what is ours.
Voloshina says preservation efforts like the one through the American Folklore Society and others are important both for Ukrainians living abroad and those still in Ukraine.
There will be a lot of work to rebuild the country, like on all fronts.
Similar cultural preservation initiatives include Saving Ukrainian Cultural Heritage Online, or SUCHO, and the Smithsonian Cultural Rescue Initiative. For WFIU News, I'm Sarah Vaughn.